Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
One year, y'all, hold on 1 sec. Give me one quick sec. Man, right here at the Office Depot, trying to get some ink. And I think they out. Let's see.
How you doing? I think it out. Can I check both of the things? But didn't have the little take one sticker behind it? Oh, okay. No.
Clean out of here.
Right here at the Office Depot. It's boy DJ Smell So Good. We have celebrate the 1 year anniversary, man, but I'm out and about right now. So y'all got to bear with me. It'll be probably about another 20 minutes till I get back and get some music started. So y'all got to hold on. And see what this is. Oh no, I ain't getting that. Oh wait a minute. Bring my phone. Bam.
You said you gotta take it off the wall? Huh? Or you said you gotta take it off the wall?
Well, I have to
So I have to bring the design in. Yeah, I mean, I got a, it's a birthday slide, but the lady wants it blowed up into a poster size.
You definitely have 48 inches like that. 48.
Oh, okay.
It's 4 feet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is that the smaller size or something smaller than that? I mean, did they try? I don't know. yeah, that print up just that. Yeah, that's all I want. Just be printing and blow it up into a poster.
We have different ways on heavy vinyl or something.
Yeah, just that cheap paper. That's all.
Look, for sure. Tell me everything. All the favorite pair. Where's the next one up? Is the office? We go there on the right hand side.
Okay.
They've got the wide format printer and the laminated. Printed.
There's one on that.
Hillsborough store. Right over here to tell me if we get door. And it's on the right hand side. Right.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Okay, I know exactly what you're talking about. Thank you, brother.
Do it right there.
Okay, that'll work. Okay. All right, y'all give me a few minutes. Trying to get some price checks, you know what I'm saying? I do flyers, business cards, and all that kind of good shit. So if y'all need some designs, you know what I'm saying, I do it for the low. You know, and I ain't trying to beat nobody across the head. But I ain't finna do that shit for free, you know what I'm saying? So this is the whole week, man, the whole week except for tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, Tuesday is a Tuesday time for learning. Motherfucking language, and we can't put no monkey wrench in that show. But all the rest of the week, man, we just reflecting, you know what I'm saying? I'm officially in my second season of radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? And been doing my thing, man, for a whole year strong. And as soon as I touch down, man, I'm gonna play y'all a song that started everything out, you know what I'm saying? That really made everything kind of worthwhile, you know, at least for me. And I was meeting my own boy Goofy Bone, man, and really, you know what I'm saying, playing music outside your box. And, you know, through meeting him, that's really where, you know what I'm saying, I really just became, you know, real international, because I started pumping the Cali music. And then from the Cali music, I started, you know what I'm saying, hooking up with Boston. You know what I'm saying, Red Shades, and it just from there, I mean, then everybody, was like everybody and their mama wanted to get on, you know what I'm saying, be a part of the movement, so that's what we're doing. I'm doing some dangerous shit, y'all. I'm trying to drive and talk on the phone. If y'all don't never, please don't do that, because I'll be cussing your ass out. Fucking with me, I'ma cuss your ass out. Leave motherfucker, get your punk ass off the motherfucking phone, you punk bitch, you. Yeah, that's what you'd be hearing from me. You won't be hearing it, but that's what I'd be saying, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, but this is a special circumstance, you know what I'm saying? And you already know that's why I'm doing it. So we got cell phone repairs, I don't need that shit. So I got probably about 20 minutes when we get on to the highway. I'm going to play that number one song. And the song is What's Up, you know what I'm saying? It's really my favorite song of all fucking time, you know what I'm saying? The shit just sound funny to me, you know what I'm saying? And it's just cool lyrics to it, you know what I'm saying? So I like the song from the time I played the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And, so when I get back to, I'm also play a clip, man. I got a clip for my first show, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can hear how embarrassing it was, you know what I'm saying, for the first show. But, hey, you got to start. You feel me? It's like my language learning, you know what I'm saying? You got to learn a little bit in order to, you know what I'm saying, get a lot of knowledge, you know? But if you don't start nowhere, if you don't even try to read, you know, your ABCs, then how you going to read a book, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to learn the basics before you can get into the real deal, you know what I'm saying? You just can't start counting, you know, 8, 9, 10 by skipping over 1, 2, and 3, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it just don't pop that way. So, but thank the Lord one time, you know what I'm saying, for allowing me to be up on this here airways, you know what I'm saying, out to the world. And I mean the world. So, yeah. This is looking at the back of the truck. Say, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Yeah, because that shit damn sure is for free. They will give your ass a lot of shit for free. Being ignorant, I mean, you get some free handcuffs. You can get a free ass whooping. A free cussing out.
You know what I'm saying? All that free negativity shit, you gonna get that for free, and I mean for free. Yeah, because other than that, man, please. You're not in this world for free, man. Bitch don't want to give you shit. You know what I'm saying? They want to, but they ain't going to. And, you know, they'll leave your ass in the motherfucking dark. So, it's all good. It's all good, all gravy. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. We're going to keep this thing moving. So, yeah. Also, coming up, you know what I'm saying? When I get back to the house, I got some Black History reading, you know what I'm saying? No, not talking about no motherfucking Black History Month, because, bitch, Black History is forever and always, you know what I'm saying? It ain't no month that can summarize all the motherfucking achievements and accomplishments we do on a daily motherfucking basis and still don't get no credit for it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to take y'all back to some real historic shit, you know what I'm saying? A lot of bitches didn't even know or don't know, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my nigga Deuce. Hollered at him, you know what I'm saying? Yesterday we had a good conversation, you know what I'm saying? Breaking down this whole world of knowledge type deal, you know what I'm saying? And he want to hold a little book of mine. And, you know, people bring out the best things in you, you know what I'm saying? His brother called me, and I was telling him about this book I had found. I found this book way about 2 years ago now. I found this book called The Meaning of Masonry. And studying the book, not reading the book. I'm studying the book. A lot of people out there talking about Sunday reading books. You know, you don't read books. You study books. You know what I'm saying? You study the content to figure out, you know, what's the plot, what's the story, what's the, you know what I'm saying, the action points and all that. Reading it is really more about studying and learning than it is just about sitting up there, you know, just saying the cat ran and jumped over the hat. You know what I'm saying? Why? Why did the cat jump over, you know what I'm saying, run over and jump over the hat, you know what I'm saying? And you get all of that out of reading. But just, you know, reading straight across, you won't get that without understanding, you know what I'm saying? So when he called, you know, I was talking, and I told him about the book. You know, the book comes with a little game. It comes with a game, like a set of cards. And then it comes with a timer, you know what I'm saying, so you can time yourself. And, you know, everything I'm telling him about it, you know what I'm saying, he's like, damn, man, I want the book. Damn, man, I want the book. I said, yeah, but the thing about the book is, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people that came and asked me for this book, you know what I'm saying, and I had it out on my block, you know what I'm saying, shouts out to Trey Folk, you know what I'm saying, I'm out on the block, and I'm getting my read on. Now, the thing I told him about it is you can't, or I'm getting my study on, because you can't read it like a book. You know what I'm saying? It's not no, you know, turn to the front page and you get the gist of it, then you turn to the back page, now you know the whole story. No, this is definitely not that. This is a study guide, you know what I'm saying, for the meaning of masonry. So if you are truly inquisitive of, you know what I'm saying, what's your 5 points, then, you know, you need to, you have to study. You can't read, you know what I'm saying? And with the book, I'm sitting out on the block. I got the Holy Bible in one hand. I got the Quran in the other hand. You know what I'm saying? And I'm reading this one book, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know, steering you to a couple of key points. Now, ain't no book going to tell you, you know, every motherfucking thing you want to know. Because you don't know every motherfucking thing you need to know. You know what I'm saying? So books are there as guiding points, you know. And that's the biggest thing about a book. It's a guide. Whatever you try to do, whether it's a fucking cookbook, a science book, it's a guide inside there. You know what I'm saying? It's guide you to something. You just have to mentally figure it out for yourself. So with the book, I'm sitting out on the block, you know, and I got the Eastern Stars, the little Mason building right down the street from me. And you know what I'm saying? Most of my customers have come through. You know what I'm saying, are Masons or in that craft, you know what I'm saying, or on that path. And I had a couple of brothers, you know what I'm saying, stop and see me with the book. And they're like, well, what you doing with that book? I said, motherfucker, I'm studying the book. What? You know what I'm saying, what you got a problem with me, you know what I'm saying, reading this book? He said, you just need to be careful about what you read and where you read it at. And I'm like, okay, well, what you mean? He's like, well, you shouldn't have that book out here. you know what I'm saying, reading that kind of knowledge, that kind of information. Now, this is what I told my homeboy to do. That's because this got shit to fucking book down, burn this bitch up. All the shit that I done read up out of and deciphered for myself is still locked in my mental. But that's the book ain't. The book was just a guide, you know what I'm saying? There's no secret weapon. You know what I'm saying? Even a book on how to build a motherfucking secret weapon is just what? A goddamn guide. You know, the holy tablets. Control. That's all that shit. All right, anybody out there with a Boost mobile phone, please throw that shit in the fucking trash. Fucking Boost mobile is just as damn near as raggedy as Blog Talk Radio sometimes when y'all be fucking up. You know, some old bullshit. Anyway, we'll be back, man, for a few minutes till I get to the motherfucking heads out. We got damn, this motherfucker keep cutting out and shit, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn Boost Mobile. We'll be switching over to T-Mobile soon, man. A goddamn reliable service. Fuck AT&T, Verizon, all that. We tell you one charge and then, you know what I'm saying, we charge you a whole bunch of other bullshit. That's how they do. You know, that's why I don't fuck around with them, you know what I'm saying?
But if a dancer will tell you one thing and do something totally the fuck different. So, you know, I don't even fuck around with that. So. But he in the house and just a quick El Segundo, you know. But the phone got cut off. I was trying to drop my 2 cents of knowledge. Come on, man. What the fuck is you doing? All right. Damn, stupid ass. Pull from the physical slope. Dumbass out of the fucking room. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, like I tell you. Get in my way. I'm cussing your motherfucking ass. Ah! Snap the fuck out. Fuck that dumb shit, bitch. Get the fuck up out of here. Fuck up out of here. Get your ass out of the way. Yeah, man. I'm pulling up about a few minutes, man. We're going to get into a couple of little old reflection jams. They just reflect the whole week, man. This is officially season 2. You know what I'm saying? The Starship Smell Pirates, your host, Captain Smell, so motherfucking good. You know? Shouts out to the Trilateral Commission, a.k.a. the Trilateral Radio, consisting of myself. Motherfucking Saturday Baby Powder Fest J, over there in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. And, of course, San Jose, California. Oh. Goof that boom. And, yeah, that's how we get it in. We get it in. I'm getting in or some shit like that. And I got to pull back in front of my damn house with this old fuck-ass nosy neighbor and shit. I always want the motherfucking child to make a call on a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Instead of minding his goddamn business. You know, but it's all good. I handle mine, you know, and cuss his motherfucking ignorant ass out. And then keep the motherfucking moving, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out to this damn complex I stay in. This motherfucker here. It's El Ragateo. But white folks love it because they done paid goddamn $100,000 to stay in a motherfucking home in a goddamn apartment, which I ain't never understand. What the fuck is the difference between a condo, a fucking apartment, and a, man, it's your punk ass off. What's the difference between a condo, apartment, and a, what the hell is the other one? Townhouse. All that shit. What is the damn difference between house and period? You know what I'm saying? Because, the way y'all look at it, what the hell I'm staying in now is the same shit that I moved out of that everybody else was paying. Uh-oh, see something going on with the tire. I have to get a new set of tires in a second. Damn. All right. Sorry, y'all. I'm out this motherfucker trying to give y'all some real world experience. You know what I'm saying? We got a live stream cranking back up, too, man. A motherfucker stole my webcam and shit, so that set a nigga back. But I'm getting the webcam back up and popping, you know, because we got a new location. Where we can, you know what I'm saying, I can kind of be more interactive. I'm actually at the club. So, you know, you can get that club feel. Get that club feel going on. All right. Richard Pryde in the background. I'm working on comedy CDs, too. Anybody like comedy, I put music to the comedy. And, you know, put music to the comedy, and then, y'all about a second. Yeah, so you can listen to it. That was in the background. It's old Richard Pryde, you know what I'm saying? That's old Richard Pryde in the background. There we go. I just got back in, you know what I'm saying? You got to give me a few minutes, because I need to go ahead and sign in, get a song on, and then we're going to come back, you know what I'm saying, with some lost episodes, and listen to a couple of lost episodes.
And then it becomes like a challenge and shit when you meet someone that don't have an orgasm. Most men let you pass sensitivity and go right to the ego, right? But bitch, you gonna come in. leave that shit. Bring over your equipment and shit. Briefcase for two dildos. Four Yamaha vibrators. Take all that shit at once. But sometimes you just wear out and shit. That shit just breaks. I can't think of anything else. Maybe your pussy is dead. Right, and women always say, well, why don't you give us mouth to mouth resuscitation? And bring it back to life. You ever give a hand for nine? Oh, but your back locked. Hey, your head get all sore. Lips swell all up. You look like a cartoon, Jay. I can't do it anymore. Please let go of my ear. I can't talk and do it anymore. And women always say, I almost came. Finally, I end up saying, look, I'll be the bitch, you get on top. And she came, too. Oh, I'm coming! She said, how was it? I said,
just to what? See what's up.
Yeah.
Now we can do it all day till the sun goes down. Baby, why you frowning? Put on a smile. Let me see the peak like you posted for Colgate. You looking hella sexy when your hair is so straight. The way you put it on me, no girl does. Give me the sign like you wanna. Bottle of Patron and a couple of bloods. Hop in the wind, then we hit the club. Fresh to death, all day it's a must. San Jose living, got your boy clean cut. I like the way the apple bottom tug your butt. When you open up and down, girl, that's what's up. Tell me what you want, I'll tell you what I need. I'm down to please you.
Yeah, that's my thing. Sponsored drinking Jaeger and OJ. Can I get crazy? Yeah, watch me get tipsy. Up at the club, doing what I can. I'm just an average thug, trying to fuck this beautiful thing. Nice big kid with a nice little slime.
I'm from the evil side.
Yeah, from the hood. Knowing how I do it, it's all good. Going out to the charges to get a number. Then I say, why don't you come over? Get up in the sheets with me. The big ball coming around the town. Yeah, she's singing my song. As she walks me in my hood, straight to the room. Yeah, you know what's up.
Just to see what's up.
So hot, I read you like a book just to get to your plot. Now don't take this wrong, just some words in a song. But I really just wanna hit it all night long.
All night long?
Yeah, all night long. Girl, drop that thong, let's get it on. Feet on the bed, lean your head on the floor. Tell me what you like and I'll do that some more. So fresh, so clean up on the scene. Stamping out, cause that was all up in my dreams. See you chilling, all alone up in the corner. Tell the bartender, have you come over. Mix up a few drinks with me. Now tell me, can we kick it later on tonight when we leave? Baby, it's last call, you ready to fall? Whisper in your ear just to see what's up.
Just to see what's up.
Shout out to Miss PC Boom, a.k.a. Miss Computer Lady, representing Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Real big up in here. And, yeah, man, this whole week we just, you know what I'm saying, reflecting on new season. You know what I'm saying? I counted up, man, and did over 250 motherfucking shows. No offense, Miss Computer Lady. You know, I went back and I was looking on your page yesterday looking for the show that you and Goofy had did. And it said 50 show anniversary. I was like, damn, 50 shows. Shit, I did 50 shows like the first 3 months. You gotta understand when I really learned this blog talk shit. Oh, I took it to the motherfucking hoop. You know what I'm saying? I was doing me and Goofy Bone. We was doing what, 4 shows a day? You know what I'm saying? 2 hours. And then 2 hours, and then he come back and do 2 hours, and another. Man, we was in this motherfucker burning it down. But yeah, then we learned it was taking up 2 months goddamn time, you know what I'm saying? Time is money, and money is whatever the fuck that is, you know. But, yeah, that's how we started out, man. We was going in. And then, you know, I had to slack up a little bit because the damn shows, man, it takes up a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got the time to be dedicating to these shows, you know, people will catch an attitude with you, you know what I'm saying? Because once they done started coming through and becoming a fan of your show, and now you ain't up in this motherfucker, that's like, goddamn, dog. I mean, what the fuck? We putting our time and effort, and you know what I'm saying, and supporting you. But then you turn around and you know what I'm saying, and then fucking us over. So, what up? You know, and I'm like, well, I ain't, you know what I'm saying, I ain't trying to. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, she's just trying to do what I do, man. Let me open up something else. I got to, let me see here. Play a couple of old cuts that I done had since, you know what I'm saying, a year now. I've been pushing these old cuts. We're going to play a couple of old cuts real quick. And then, you know what I'm saying, celebrate 50 shows. Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. I guess I'm about to celebrate 250 shows around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm waiting. I get 300, though. 300 shows is going to be my big jump off. The big 300 show jump off, that'll be popping off probably next month sometime. Or, I believe it. Yeah, next month be my 300 shows, something like that, 300 episodes. And we got 420. Y'all know 420 coming up. You know what I'm saying? So y'all look out for that. It's going to be going down real big. Got 420 coming into effect. So y'all look out for that, man. It's going to be real hot. Have a good time, you know what I'm saying? I'm throwing a 420 party down here in Tampa, Florida. You know what I'm saying? 420 falls on April 20th, which is a Tuesday, 2010. And, yeah, man, I'm going to be... If anybody know how I smell so good, do it. You know what I'm saying?
Drink it in. It always goes down smooth.
Yeah. Make one quick call, man, because I've been calling this motherfucker since the conception of this show damn near. You know what I'm saying? He's always been a sport. Answering the phone for me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
Yeah, no. And, so this whole show, man, is just thank you. You know what I'm saying? Big thank you all week long. Reflecting on the past, you know what I'm saying? Just kind of, you got to know where you came from and know where you're going, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm focusing on, trying to, you know, I'm just staying focused on where I want to go in the future, you know what I'm saying? And let's take this thing to another level. If you don't want to excel in radio, the fuck off the radio, you know what I'm saying? It's all about excelling. You ain't supposed to decelerate, supposed to accelerate. So that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Goofy Bone, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody out there, DJ Party Time, Mr. John New, Red Shades, you know what I'm saying? I got to take it all the way back to the old school, Sweet D Love, Just Last Night, you know what I'm saying? Miss Ann J, you know what I'm saying? Shy Romance, you know what I'm saying? Lil Lola, my co-host, you know what I'm saying? Miss Tasha Triple X, I Be the Wise One. I mean, it's just so many people, man, that's been instrumental, you know what I'm saying? Eric Moore, you know what I'm saying, Sound Off now, and Sound Off Radio, you feel me, that it's been an influence for really, you know, taking this thing to the next step. And here I ain't heard one radio station that promoted, you know what I'm saying, strictly independent artists. Yeah, they might play a few of them, but I mean, as far as that's the only thing that, you know, that person is concentrating on. And until my radio station came along. So, you know what I'm saying, Golden Squad DJs is up here, but they was trying to do the old FM type shit, play all the commercial hits. And then you go to a couple other shows, you know what I'm saying, they play a lot of commercial hits, but, you know what I'm saying, don't strictly focus on the independent artists. And that's what Wrecking the Game Radio, Starship Smell the Prize, you know what I'm saying, is all about. And then from that direct influence, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy Goofy Bone came along and, you know what I'm saying, put it down. So that's how we here, you know what I'm saying, doing what we do. You know what I'm saying, coming up on his year, too. You know what I'm saying, March 5th, he's celebrating his, man. And, you know, I thank the Lord for allowing me to be able to take the credit for that. You know what I'm saying, and actually influencing another person's life for the better. You feel me? So if you didn't know, let Red Shades tell you, huh? You know my style. Right here live on the Starship Smell the Prize. Boy, Captain Smell so good. Let's go.
like it sweaty. She like it rough. She breathing heavy. She bought the nut. Went in the dresser. Grabbed the handcuffs. And said you won't regret it. You better man up. And what she did next. Something that I love. She went down. You know the rest, bruh. And when she came up, this is what she said.
What's happening? This your boy Six Figures rocking with the Starship Smelly Fries and DJ Smell so motherfucking good, you bitches. You better rock with us or rock the fuck on, partner. Six Figures. Yee!
Yeah, my nigga Six Figures. I had the pleasure of hooking up with him, you know what I'm saying, through my homeboy Goofy Bone, who hooked me up, you know what I'm saying, with a cool artist, man. That brother there putting in his work. I'll be hosting his mixtape coming soon. He going to be shooting it to me. And, yeah, y'all will hear Smell So Good holding it down live, you know what I'm saying, on the Six Figures mixtape. So, got a quick story, man. This ain't reflection. This is karma related, I guess you want to call that. Night before last, man, my homeboy told me, you know what I'm saying, that his girlfriend's brother, that night, you know what I'm saying, they was out there, it was all out there smoking, you know what I'm saying, burning and shit. The girl passed him the blunt, you know what I'm saying, he hitting the blunt. The dude, the brother, goes step to him, Thomas, you know what I'm saying, give him my blunt, you know what I'm saying. Dude, you know what I'm saying, my homeboy like, well, damn, dog, you know what I'm saying, just hold on, you know what I'm saying, she just passed it to me, I'm gonna let you, you gonna get it. Nigga went off, Thomas, well, fuck that shit, nigga, you keep the blunt. Well, this is all regurgitated now, so I'm just, you know, dramatizing some shit. And it was like, fuck that nigga, you know what I'm saying? And so he was like, you know, and then he gave him the blunt or whatever, but then, you know what I'm saying, the dude act like he wanted to fade him or whatever, you know what I'm saying, he wanted to fight him. So, you know, my homeboy was like, you know, he don't know he got a short nigga complex or something. You know what I'm saying? Because all these short niggas keep coming up to him wanting to fight him and shit. You know, and it's weird. He was like, what the hell's going on? So, the same night after this motherfucker leave the club, mind you, it's like 2 in the morning. We got another club down here, the After Hours Club called the Sugar Shack. And the dude went to the Sugar Shack. Now, mind you, he just left a club at 2 in the morning now. The Sugar Shack stayed open until about 4 in the morning. He leave the club, go to the other club, you know what I'm saying? I know the niggas. So I know he already, you know what I'm saying? Every time you see him, he got a cup in his motherfucking hand. You know what I'm saying? So when he walked into the other club, apparently he either had alcohol on him or something like that where they ain't want to let him in the club. Nigga got mad, take off, go to the house, get his wife. Bring her back to the club, and whatever, boom, he get into the club. They get into the club. They in the club. They park across the street, you know what I'm saying? Because the club that they be at is, it always be packed, you know what I'm saying? So ain't never no park unless you park across the street. Park across the street is Hillsborough Avenue. Hillsborough Avenue is our main highway, six-lane highway, 3 lanes on one side, 3 lanes on the other side, plus this big-ass median. They leaving the club probably like 4:30 in the morning. They leaving the club. This motherfucker run across the street with his wife now. He running. They running across the street. He run across the street first. And, yeah. As he looks back, his wife is going in there. Yeah, the brother went to the house, got his wife, for whatever stupid-ass reason, brought her out. Left her, though, at the end of the night, ran across the street. I guess they're supposed to be running together, you know what I'm saying? But that's why I always tell kids, don't never run with another motherfucker. Run by yourself. Because if you go off another person's actions, you might act too goddamn slow and get yourself fucked up, which is just what happened. You know what I'm saying? Now this damn chick is in at the hospital in critical condition, you know what I'm saying, with kidney failure and all that other kind of shit, because this stupid drunk motherfucker wanted to take his ass instead of just taking his bitch ass home. You know what I'm saying? After they denied your either too drunk ass or whatever the case may be, but you done had your time in the club. That was your time to go the fuck home. Bad karma, though. My homeboy say, man, that nigga there, he tried me. He, you know what I'm saying? He just been going, he been having bad vibes around him the whole time. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, because the nigga, you know, without even knowing me, you know what I'm saying, tried to get into it with me one time. And I'm like, well, bro, I don't understand. Well, shit, why you fucking with me? Because I don't know you like that. And you got the wrong one to think I won't do something motherfucking to you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that was the adventures that went down, you know what I'm saying, the night before last right here in Tampa Bay, Flow Week, duh, 813. And, you know, much prayers go out to the lady that got hit, though. Middle finger to the old silly-ass nigga that took his goddamn wife and didn't protect her, though. You know what I'm saying? So that's real. So we right here live on a week of reflection, man, before blasting off into season two. And just getting back into some old music. This is one old hit been promoting and pushing. And actually had this, what was this played on? AM radio station. Was it I Need Money? Oh, whoa. Think of I Need Money. And we had to take it on down, play it on the radio. So this is Shake It was the actual song that started it all off, and I have to upload that too. But this is another second single off of Janu's Up and Coming, you know what I'm saying? Little single releases, EP or whatever you want to call them. And this is called I Need Money, you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into it right here. 7 minutes before we get into the nutty news, and then we're going to get into some old school reflection, because I got some shows that I'm going to let you hear how I first started out, man. And, yeah, it's going to be crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, John, come give a nigga a lap dance or something, girl. Oh, shit, I'm feeling right tonight.
What? You want a lap dance? Okay, that's going to be $50.
Damn. Girl, I just paid the rent yesterday, and the nigga can't even get a free lap dance.
You know what my motto is? I don't shake no ass unless it's the cash.
Well, you don't never want to go nowhere and have fun. All your black ass talk about is money. Damn, little mama can't leave you alone. I don't shake no ass unless it's the cash. I don't shake no ass unless it's the cash.
Tell you like my mama taught me, so let no
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer. This is be like right now. You're checking out your boy DJ Smell So Good, the CEO of Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Let's go. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back. Throw it back. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back. Throw it back. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back. Throw it back. Throw it back, Byron. Throw it back. 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 Throw it back, mama. Hit your boy on the track, mama. Young flow got the whole club packed, mama. Lil mama got an ass so thick. So make a nigga wanna spend cash on it. I pay for it, I pay for it. Can I buy you a drink? I pay for it. Take shots of Patron, get up in the zone.
Damn, lil mama can't leave you alone.
Look at lil mama with the big old booty. Looking real good with a her and a doobie. Shorty so clean with a fresh beard Gucci. Back on the scene, I'm a fiend for the coochie. Oochie, coochie, la la la. Big old booty, ah ah ah. So many hoes in the club on swole. Throw it back, mama, don't dance on the pole. Throw it back, mama, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, mama, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, mama, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, mama, throw it back, throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me,
I'm not back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.
Yeah, she getting loose like a rubber band. Yeah, got them jeans stretched out like a rubber man. Okay. Started talking like she trying to get hurt. Whoa. Started wet dog, she make it rain when she twerk. I came on the perk, I'm leaving on a text week. Shawty got fat lips, I am a neck thing. I got green, making thunder and lightning. Got the local weatherman out here trying to fight me.
Let's go.
Shawty, I ain't jacking, I'm watching. Make everybody hit the flow when she popping. Fully automatic, she popping and popping good. Woo. She ain't got a girl, she popping the door up a hood.
Yeah.
Walked up on the light, shouted, what's good?
Yeah.
Got the wife inside, but I beat it real good. That's that. It was a rap. Started whispering in my ear, diamond low from the back.
Throw it back, my rent, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rent, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rent, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rent, throw it back, throw it back.
When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
Throw it back, mama. I got nothing but back, mama. I make it rain and I ain't in the trap, mama. I make it pour, act my dogs. Frontin' assholes, we ain't fuckin' with y'all. Four, pat, the boy, back. Little mama with the skirt, we a thong. At, then I can care less, we a thong. Yeah, but I really wanna see you shake all that. Big, fat, thick, ass, slim, waist. Pretty in the face. Look a little mama, goddamn, she's straight. Look a little mama, goddamn, she's straight. Can I grab that, smack that, later on, smash that, work that, twerk that. Do you gotta hurt back, flip that. Kitty cat, oh, it's a rizzy rap. No, it's only right, young flow, get rid of that.
Throw it back, my rin, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rin, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rin, throw it back, throw it back, throw it back, my rin, throw it back, throw it back. When you throw that ass on me, you can throw that pussy on me. When you throw that ass on me, when you throw that pussy on me.
It'll behave. Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't gonna take it back and chug no choo-choo or none of that shit, you know what I'm saying? But what we will do is go ahead and let y'all hear my dog, because, you know what I'm saying, he got a little something he want to talk to y'all about, and we got a new song that my own boy done sent to me, Mr. Ashwood, always motherfucking no sleeping, and keeping his motherfucking grind on, you know what I'm saying? So we'll get to a real quick commercial, and then we're coming right back, live on Starship Smelly Pride.
It was 9 a.m., the phone rang.
Commando Pest Eradication, you saw a bug on your child's apple? Code red, boys, we got a live one.
Your home, much like the rest of the world, is infested with unwanted vermin. Commando Pest Eradication will wage war on nature so you don't have to.
Hello, ma'am.
Thank God you're here. I saw a bug in the kitchen.
You did the right thing, ma'am. We'll take it from here. Everything's going to be okay.
Commando Pest Eradication uses only the most lethal chemicals to rid your home of unwanted life. Our team is composed of military-trained professionals that know how to take care of a messy situation fast. After successfully defoliating Vietnam, we've turned our attention to the home front, your home front.
We've got the situation in the kitchen contained, sir.
but I found this. Jesus, what the hell is this?
That's my daughter.
Looks more like Viet Cong to me.
Commando Pest Eradication. We kill everything in sight so you feel safer. It's the war on nature, and this time we're winning.
Coming right up, man. We get this thing started. Bring my homie on the line. See your ass wood right there. No sleep entertainment. We're going to get this thing started. You already know what time it is, y'all. We at the top of the hour. But we do something extra and motherfucking special around here, y'all. We bring you some news. And I mean some news from around the world. And when I say the world, I mean the world. And this is the most craziest, nuttiest, oh man, insane news you will ever hear on radio. Period. Right here on Radio Game Radio. This special report provided you a part by nuttynewstoday.com. You know what I'm saying? For all your nutty news, you know what I'm saying, from around the world. So y'all can go and check that out. Y'all hold on 1 second. I got to walk over here and beam up my homeboy. My homeboy, Mr. Ashwood, in the motherfucking building. Where's my transporter beam at? Timmy, get your punk ass out of the way, boy. Get your punk ass out of the way. Get out of the way, boy. God damn. Motherfucker blocking up shit. Sorry about that, y'all. Little punk motherfucker, you blocking up shit. Alright, bring him up in here. No sleep entertainment, Mr. Ashwood.
What's happening? What's happening?
What it do? Child boy, toy.
Oh, what's up? That's Queen, my dog to you.
Yeah,
what's
man. Queen, well, had my brother. What it do,
what's
don't
that?
Do?
Working, man. Just working. Trying to make it happen.
What?
Hell
where
yeah.
You at? You on the streets?
Oh, nah, I'm about to go to Dollar Tree real quick. I got to pick me up some aluminum foil and shit so I can make me some cookies and french fries and shit.
Nigga making junk food and shit. What kind of shit is that? Yeah. I was going to come through last night, man, but damn, the band, you know, the Lord just told me to turn around, basically. The motherfucker backfired 2 times on me and shit, and I was like, I don't know what the hell is going on. And I had just got some gas. So I was like, fuck it, I turned on back around. I can't even bring it on back to the house and shit. I was like, I ain't finna. Yeah,
I was up. You know me. I was up. You could have came through. Shit.
Yeah, no, it was early. It was like, shit, like 10:30. I was, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. That's early.
Yeah, it wasn't no late. Yeah, it wasn't no late night. But then I had the motherfucking turn that bitch around, though. That motherfucker started acting up.
Wow.
I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that was something telling you.
Yeah, you got to listen to the messages, man. You got to listen to the messages. You know what I'm saying? I just told Miss Computer Lady, you know, this dude right here, man. I told her a story just a few minutes ago about the dude that be hanging up at Coco's and shit. The nigga that be hanging up at Coco. How about he leave? He arguing with my homeboy Barbecue, man. How about he leave, go over to the shack? You know what I'm saying? They tell him he can't come into the shack for some reason. I don't know what happened. This nigga go home, get his wife. They come back to the shack. You know what I'm saying? I guess they get in or whatever. So after the shack over with, they leaving. Now, you know how wide motherfucking Hillsboro is. They parked on the other side. I guess they were parked over there at Amscott. How about when the nigga ran across the street? Well, when they went to go run across the street, he ran first. I guess got to the medium, looked back. Oh, yeah, only thing he seen was his wife going in there.
God damn.
You feel me? I mean, but this is why, you know, that's that Lord speaking to you now, because they just denied you, saying you smell like alcohol or something related. If a motherfucker at a bar tell you you smell like alcohol and they don't want to bring you, you can't come in, you know you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You know you fucked up. So you already had the warning sign. Lord tell you, take your punk ass home. He go home and bring his wife back, dog. And she in critical condition right motherfucking now, Tampa Jim. Straight up.
Should have knew better.
Huh?
His ass didn't know better than that.
Hey. You know, Miss Computer Lady, say what's happening to your ass. Woo.
What's up, Miss Computer Lady? What's happening?
Where the hell is this at, Miss Computer Lady? But this is where we at. Well, first of all, what's the new song you sent me?
Boy Toy. Yeah, Boy Toy, produced by Ashwood. That's for my ladies, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Stuff for the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Gotta keep
for the radio.
Well
the radio.
Around it, you know what I'm saying? Gotta keep well around the music, you know. Can't just be all over the thug shit like niggas want to be and talk about dope and then there. Man, fuck that.
Yeah, it's more than that, man. Yeah. Other things you can talk about.
Well, you talk about your surroundings, though, so now these whole-ass niggas ain't around, hoes, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and why they talk about what they talk about? Instead of going out there and looking for the pussy, you know what I'm saying? They looking for dick and drugs and all those fuck shit, you know what I'm saying?
For real, man. They got to switch up the topic. They got to switch it up.
Let me find out what the hell this is. We over here in Miami TWP.
Miami.
Ohio, that is. Which I ain't know y'all had in Miami, but all right. Because a grandpa and granddaughter stage hostage hoax.
Uh-oh.
Now, imagine what the fuck been happening to them if these motherfuckers done flew the goddamn little kid in the goddamn balloon. You feel me?
Hope
ain't playing with y'all that hoax shit. But Miami Township Police said they are not laughing at what a man and his granddaughter thought would be a simple prank. The grandfather essentially told the granddaughter it would be funny if she held a BB gun to his head as he drove down the road. Motherfucker must be on crack. He gotta be on some motherfucking crack, man. What the hell?
Gotta be.
Put a gun, any kind of gun. I don't give a damn if it's a BB gun. A BB gun at close range will motherfucker put a hole in your goddamn head, you dumbass.
Oh, no, that's my home.
Man, that's crazy as hell, man. All right, y'all, let's keep it motherfucking moving. I don't know what the fuck that was. All right, we over here in, where the fuck
UK.
We at?
The UK.
Oh, please don't say the UK. No, we. I'm pretty sure they nutty asses on the list, but no, we over in MIA, man. Shouts out to Miami, all my down bottom people down there. Where no feeding the homeless without training. I know you motherfuckers is not wasting no goddamn taxpayer. Come the fuck on, people. Who? What the fuck is going on? The Miami City Commission is set to consider a proposal next month that would prohibit unauthorized people and groups from feeding the homeless downtown. An ordinance proponents say will cut down on litter and ensure the safety of the food the homeless do. What the fuck? They ain't giving a fuck.
Hey, man.
They homeless. A bitch ain't worried about their goddamn milk is 2 days past what it was supposed to be a drink. But this shit ain't stank, bitch. Let me hit it.
Yeah.
You got to, man, please. So see, they try to shit on all the church groups, you know what I'm saying, for taking care of these people. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. It ain't no individuals. It ain't like I'm walking down the street, you know what I'm saying, going to motherfucking McDonald's and buying cheeseburgers and turning them back around and feeding the homeless and shit. But down here, every church you can walk into on certain days, and they give they state funded. They give you free food. I mean real food. You know what I'm saying? Not just pot pockets and shit, but I mean they give you frozen food. Some places give you steak and all the other kind of shit, which is what kind of kills me. Why the fuck would you be giving out frozen food to the homeless? What the fuck I'm going to do with that, bitch? I'm sleeping on the streets. I ain't got a fucking microwave. What, I'm going to let the sun heat my shit up? Yeah, exactly. So all that old bullshit talking about feeding motherfuckers, better go get that free food. That shit ain't for the homeless, man. That's just so the motherfuckers can receive state funding. You know what I'm saying? And the excuse is that they feeding the hungry. But they ain't going out in those streets. You know what I'm saying? And every time you go to one of these churches, look at just how many people are actually actually homeless. You know what I'm saying? To actually walk off and go to nowhere. Yeah, these motherfuckers pulling up in cars and all this other kind of shit, picking up free food. Bitch, you ain't homeless. It's on over here. For real, man. It's on over here in New York. With 25% of Americans get news via cell phone. You know, you won't just put no bullshit in my motherfucking phone. I don't want your fake, fluky-ass news. Unless it's the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? And y'all can get that sent to your iPhone if y'all like to get that. Or Android, which is the new Google phone. You know what I'm saying? Search the apps on your phone for nutty news and then download it. And you can get all this shit that I'm reading to you straight to your motherfucking phone. You know what I'm saying? But just over a quarter of American adults now read news on their cell phones. According to a new report from the Pew Research Center, the survey results being released by the group offer another sign of how people are changing the way they get information. Yeah, that's pretty sure. Shouts out to Plant City up in the building. My homeboy DJ Slow Motion, man. That's what I'm talking about. Up in there representing. I got anybody from Plant City on the... Yeah, boy, I need to smoke so bad, man. I was like, fuck. Cause I was down so finna go down there and get me something to smoke, boy. I was like, god damn.
Shit, yeah.
What was that?
I had some of that economical pressure.
Man, let me see. That's called past tense right there. Hey, and today's sponsor is You Save Chicken. Or you can get your a fresh 8-piece for $4. Fried chicken already cooked.
What
yeah.
is that?
You Save, shit.
They got deals like that?
Man. Two legs, two thighs, two wings, two breasts. $4. In the bag, piping hot, ready to eat straight up out that motherfucker. Fuck KFC and no greasy-ass churches. This is fake. Well, they got baked chicken, too. You know what I'm saying? They got baked and fried. Yeah, that grocery store chicken is the shit. But let's go on here to San Francisco. Anybody know some sisters in San Fran? I don't. Bag of
shit, Jerry Rice, that's about it.
the little San Francisco treat, motherfucker. San Francisco treat, that the rice commercial. That's all I know. Shit. But Tolerant
yeah.
City is fed up with being tolerant. Yeah, the city's incoming police chief was shocked to see open drug dealing. Sacramento's visiting mayor visiting. What the hell? How you gonna have that shit twice? Sacramento's is visiting mayor. What? Had his luggage swiped from outside a swank hotel. Residents and storekeepers have been complaining about overbearing transients, blocking pedestrians and panhandling with their pit bulls. And yeah, we are known for having a high level of tolerance, but the line has to be drawn somewhere. That's what killed me too. How the fuck is you homeless with a goddamn dog? You ain't taking care of that motherfucking dog. I'm pretty sure if you let that bitch go, he'll bring you some motherfucking food back. But I do see that. Motherfucker standing out there, got their wife behind him and shit. This bitch holding on to the dog. Talking about we hungry and shit. The dog too. That fuck you worrying about the dog for? Let his ass go. So anybody going to feed him, the dumpster going to feed him before you go motherfucking looking in the dumpster. Man, you taking care of something. Man, get the hell out of here. I speed up extra fast past motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? That be out there with their dogs and all those dumb shit. Anyways, we over here in Washington, y'all, where, yeah. They got Obama looking like goddamn jailhouse Obama and shit with fucking cigarette in his mouth. Yeah, Obama still smoking. Could eat better, though, you know. President Barack Obama hasn't kicked the smoking habit, He takes anti-inflammatory medication to relieve chronic tendonitis in his left knee and should eat better to lower his cholesterol. Yeah, he should. But his team of doctors concluded after the 48-year-old's first medical checkup as commander-in-chief. Yeah, you need to eat better and put the fucking cigarettes down, man. What the hell wrong with you?
Yeah,
you got all this shit. You feel me? You got nicotine patches. You got that vapor smoke bullshit. You telling me you can't motherfucking get on none
hell
of that
no.
shit?
Nope.
And you the goddamn commander-in-chief. What the fuck? What's going
that
on?
That nigga getting high, that's what it is. He's smoking that good. He's smoking
I'm
that Washington.
And he don't want to tell nobody. Y'all, Obama smoking weed, y'all. I don't give a fuck what you say. Obama smoking weed. And he been said it, but I mean, he's smoking now.
Yeah, he been said it. He said back at Harvard, back in days in Harvard, he had some powder, too. I'm looking at it like, you lying at it. You know you smoke them all right now. Shit.
Man,
that nigga getting high, man. See how skinny he is. He getting high, man. Mm. He's smoking that presidential kush.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, Joe. Go get that presidential, nigga.
Yeah,
I'm going to pass,
God damn.
We over here, motherfucking world. I would have bought this shit anyway, and I would have put a toll on that bitch. You know what I'm saying? We over here in Eagleston Township, Michigan, where a town sells bridge for a whopping $1.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah, like I say, that bitch ain't nothing but about 4 feet long. I would have put a toll on both sides of that motherfucker. Hey,
there's
a dollar to come through this bitch. Just to walk through. Fucking right, it was a dollar, motherfucker. Shit, I paid a dollar for this bitch. I need all my money back. You know what I'm saying? I need
all
my money back. The buyer said the bridge is, anonymous buyer has purchased a Western Michigan pedestrian bridge for $1. The buyer said the bridge is headed to a private residence. How you going to buy it and take the goddamn bridge? What the fuck? Buyers at the bridge is headed to a private residence in Alma, about 80 miles east of Muskogee. The buyer plans to use the bridge to provide access to an island and a private pond. Hey, shit, for a buck, bitch, I would have bought this shit, too. I can't hate on you. But, you know what I mean? Like, damn, what the fuck out of that? Where you get some deal like that from? Who's dick you sucking or your wife sucking? You know, man? Because you don't get no deal like that. No motherfucking way. All right. Somebody doing something. Goddamn freeze. I traded some crack for that motherfucker or something. You know what I'm saying? Who this is? That's cheaper than the nine piece for $7.99 at Popeye's. Yeah. But you paying for the Popeye's name. You paying for that Louisiana exported, non-exported chicken name. You know what I'm saying? Like, they bringing the chicken from Louisiana and shit. Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Kerry. You know what I mean? Bitch, ain't no import fee on no goddamn chicken that's grown here, goddamn it, on a fucking farm. What kind of shit is that? All right. Let's keep it going down, y'all. Look at my license plate. You know what I'm saying? We over here in Florida, and this is, I ain't heard this in too many other places. Bitches that got the newspaper boys that just ride in the streets and throw newspapers. Yeah, but we got them here. And now, men are charged with shooting at newspaper carriers. This motherfucker got tired of squirrels, huh? You know what I'm saying? They too hard to hit and shit. Two Escambia County men faced charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in an incident that ended with three newspaper carriers running from gunfire. Damn. Jerry J. Stefani, 49, was charged with three counts of felony aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and Stefani's neighbor, Douglas Weinberg, 39, faces the same charges. God damn, y'all popping shots. What the fuck? You ain't want the news, nigga. You just should have tuned in and got the nutty news right here. But you ain't have to go and just tell the motherfuckers you ain't want a newspaper no more.
I got that.
No, man, no. You know by my tone where we at, Asswood. By my tone, where we at? No, god damn, Asswood. You know where we at. Where we at, man?
We in the motherfucking UK.
Oh, shit. Man, look at here, y'all. Y'all got to prepare yourself. Cause
I said like 3 times. You hear me?
Oh, man. God damn. I guess I was still in shock from having to read this crazy shit.
United Kingdom,
down.
Whatever the fuck you want to call it. UK, yeah. United Kingdom.
United Nuts. That's what y'all motherfuckers is. Straight nuts, man. We over in the UK, man, where the Ministry of Defense will destroy all future UFO reports. That means that they're coming down to land, and I guess they don't need to keep any more reports anymore. See, the Ministry of Defense will destroy all future UFO reports it receives, so it does not have to make them public. Yeah. Ain't that a bitch? Britain's official UFO investigation unit and hotline were closed down at the start of December. Since then, reports of strange sights in the skies sent to the MOD have been kept for 30 days before being thrown out. Okay. That ain't too nutty, but you know, that ain't nothing but the government flying their shit over and they tired of you motherfuckers getting in their goddamn business. Right? Transporting they drugs by motherfucking goddamn UFO and shit. You really think my muggers is just, you know what I'm saying, on planes bringing all the dope in? Hell no, man. Hell, if I can move dope around the world faster than a goddamn aircraft, why would I want to do that? Dope dealers are the one that's in control of these goddamn aircrafts and shit, so, you feel me? Come on, man.
Shit crazy.
I'm telling you. Go back over here to New York, though.
New
airline
York
charges $80 extra for an aisle seat. God damn. Who the hell? I don't give a fuck about no aisle seat. As long as I land. You feel me?
Hell yeah.
You in the aisle seat, that's the nigga that get bumped all the goddamn time from people trying to stand up, go to the bathroom, all the other shit. I want a window seat, so I ain't got to worry about nobody fucking with me. But Dave Stewart, a commodities trader in New York, was stunned to learn last week that he would have to pay $80 extra for an aisle seat he wanted on a Virgin Atlantic flight to London. But ahead of and behind him, an entire section of aisle seats sat empty, apparently because other passengers, yep, declined to pay for them motherfuckers too. What the hell kind of shit is that? Yeah. What? I mean, okay, charging for a window seat for the viewing shit, you know what I'm saying? I might understand that, but I ain't understand that. No,
yeah.
Okay. That's like getting fired on your day off, but that doesn't even deserve an award right now. Yeah, they don't get no award, but y'all nutty on that one right there. Y'all doing some old ho shit now. Y'all trying to pull some real bullshit. But anyways, I'm on over here to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Easy Rider, everybody up there in that up north type of area, you know what I'm saying? And, thieves rob store and leave child behind. Okay. Philadelphia police said, say a pair of thieves made off with some expensive jewelry. Yeah. But left a 4-year-old boy. Okay. Police say a man and woman entered the Platinum Ice Jewelry store with the child. They asked to see some rings and then grabbed a tray of items valued at more than $100,000 and ran out. leaving the goddamn 4-year-old boy as the fucking scapegoat. Hey, that'll be it. How y'all gonna get away with that one? Boy, look here. People do some stupid shit in the world. I mean, matter of fact, nah, you get the award. You get the award. I mean, I thought I wasn't gonna hand it out today, but, you know, yeah, we got to give these motherfuckers the award, because that's some stupid shit. How you going to leave the kid, though? You know what I'm saying? Now you're facing child neglect charges on top of felony motherfucking grand disgrace. They're going to throw so many charges on you motherfuckers. Y'all just might as well.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, hey, here's your sign, people. Some of you motherfuckers should just wear signs and shit. Yes, I'm an asshole. I'm a dumbass. I mean, so everybody be prepared. You know what I'm saying? So we can be prepared. You know what I'm saying? But it just, man, it's crazy, man.
Boy,
all right. Not like that's like Richard Pryor said. You know what I'm saying? Women should be able to put a lock on their pussy and shit. You know what I'm saying? So when motherfuckers try to rape them and shit, you know what I'm saying? The pussy just lock up on the dick. Clown! Okay, time to go off to jail. That's real, man. Damn, that's just stupid. But let's go on over here to Korea. Koi konnichiwa, bitches. I guess that's Korean. I don't know. One of them languages. But a member of parliament gets a giant toilet home. And if y'all see this goddamn picture, man, yeah, the nigga's house looks like a big-ass toilet. Literally, I guess they thought you was the shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nothing highlights a social awareness message like a giant toilet-shaped house. That was the aim of Sim J. Duck, a member of the World Toilet Association, when he commissioned the construction of his new home, a gargantuan concrete and glass home that resembled a toilet. Right. I hope nobody don't sit on top of that motherfucker and mistake it. Oh, man, I'm getting tired of reading about this punk bitch, man. I don't see how the fuck she even ain't got fired yet. You know what I'm saying? Washington, D.C., that damn punk-ass Nancy Pelosi says, sacrifice your careers for health care, but don't fuck with my money that I'm spending on all my fucking travels and roses and food and all this old duck. Fuck you, bitch. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi urged her colleagues to back a major overhaul of U.S. health care, even if it threatens their political careers. A call to arms that underscores the issue's massive role in this election year. Lawmakers sometimes must enact policies even if unpopular. This plea, you trying to jump on Obama's dick. Get off his nutsack. The hell?
Hell yeah.
You feel me? You know, he been trying to do that shit. Now y'all want to come on in like it's something new and shit. Oh, the president don't give a fuck about his career. So we shouldn't give a fuck about ours. Man, please. President know he ain't got no career. That nigga just smoking by a string, goddammit. Or hanging on by a string, however you want to call it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Let's go over here and, yeah, let's pull some real pimp shit. See, pimp shit goes on in Florida. That's why I like reading about Florida. We're over here in Destin, Florida, where a man makes fake prescription pills, yeah, to trade for sex. That's some pimp shit. You don't get mad, bitch. It's some pimp shit. And I, why the hell? Goddamn, nigga, 68 years old. Are you still worried about fucking?
Hey, that motherfucker got blood pumping down there.
Slow me on the motherfucking man up. You know what I'm saying? Viagra and shit like that. What the fuck ever? A 68-year-old man was arrested for manufacturing imitation drugs after a witness alleged that the man traded the drugs for sex. You were probably the one that got fooled thinking that it was drugs, your stupid ass.
Dumbass.
They gave him some motherfucking ass. That's all it was. Yeah. He made imitation pills in his bathroom and took him several tries to make pills that looked legitimate. Hell to the, nah, man.
There's some crazy motherfuckers like that out here.
Okay, we got to go back. We got to fucking go back. A double dose, man. No! Oh, people, this motherfucking country gonna give me an ulcer just from reading they stupid asses, man. Come on. Are you fucking serious? All right, we back in the UK, man. We United Nutty Fucking Kingdom. Taxpayers will now provide free iPods to prisoners.
Free iPods? Yeah.
Are you fucking serious? Serial killers at Broadmoor Hospital are to be given iPods, it has been revealed. The devices at taxpayers' expense will replace CDs and DVDs, which patients have been breaking to use as weapons against each other and staff. Okay, so the motherfuckers who's been doing that, they just don't get shit.
Yeah, because they
just take every fucking thing
weapon
from their stupid ass. Yeah, what the? Yeah, what?
Motherfucker
stabbed
me with an iPod.
I mean, a 200, you giving bitches $200 worth of equipment. So half of these stupid motherfuckers, if they got damn internet or tech savvy, can sit up here and manipulate that shit to send out messages and everything else.
And then it's over then. Motherfuckers
are supposed
to be getting cut.
Man, these motherfuckers. Damn, this is a fucking double dose of nuttiness, man. Ah, jeez, what is going on? UK, brains had spiders crawling over them. Okay, dozens of frozen brains kept for research melted after a freezer broke down. The organs were preserved at negative 80 degrees Celsius to help scientists understand conditions including mad cow disease, Parkinson's disease, and Alzheimer's. Many of the donated brains were covered in dust, with some specimens lying open with spiders crawling over them. Ugh, that's a nasty shit.
That way they cooking it.
Alright. It's going over to Avon Park, man. Shouts out to everybody over there in Avon Park, Florida. Where a man calls 911 more than 200 times. Hopefully he got help, because the last time the motherfucker did that, the bitch died. Man allegedly called 911 more than 200 times in a recent 3-day span. Highlands County Sheriff's Deputy said Timothy Todd Lawrence spoke only to female dispatchers and made sexually explicit remarks to one of them. Yeah, and apparently he didn't think that this was 2010 and your goddamn shit is being motherfucking tracked, you stupid bitch, you. What the fuck is people smoking on? When you calling the 911 people, if you didn't know, all you ignorant motherfuckers out there, soon as you call into their dispatch, your goddamn name, number, location, all that shit pops up on the call ID. Bitch, I got call ID in my house. So I know I ain't super motherfucking high tech like the goddamn 911 operators. What the fuck you think they... What? I mean, all these chat lines. Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? You got 813-463-2975. We can call that motherfucker right now and chat with somebody in a goddamn body and talk dirty to him. You gonna call 911? You gonna hold up some emergency time to get your goddamn rocks off? Man, you need to go to the UK. Yeah. Because we're back in the UK once again, where a rare woodpecker has been spotted. Wow. News that a rare black woodpecker, never seen this side of the North Sea, had been sighted in the Lake District, nearly sparked an invasion of bird watchers. United Utilities has been putting decoy black woodpeckers on electricity poles to stop the native great spotted woodpeckers from damaging them. Hell no. Oh, man. We're in Canada, y'all. Ottawa, Canada. Yeah, where a rat is found on aircraft. Guess what happened? Passengers, get the fuck off. Yeah. An Air Canada spokesman said an airplane was taken out of service and 205 passengers left the aircraft at the gate after a rat was found on board. The deplaning of passengers from what would have been Air Canada flight, blah, 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 came after the rodent was spotted in one of the aircraft's overhead lockers. Somebody left a pet on fucking board. They ain't like the bitch, you know what I'm saying, climbed up the goddamn stairs and shit to get on board. How the fuck else he gonna get there? Shit. Well, he might have came in with the food cart. Watch what you eat. Them ain't nuts. Them ain't a bag of nuts and shit. You know what I'm saying? You're eating rat poop or some shit. You know what I'm saying? You better watch out. Oh, I thought the nuts had just spilled over. Oh, hell nah, man. That's too crazy.
That's rat poop.
Rat poop on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Bitches eating rat poop. I thought these was Wheaties. No, bitch. I thought 186 dudes just came up in this motherfucker, man. San Jose, California. And, shouts out to Afghanistan, man. With American-bought weapons, yeah, I don't see how the fuck that makes any sense. But the Taliban have blown up by their own bomb. Yeah. Up to 20 are thought to have died planting improvised explosive devices. They were racing to plant the IEDs before the Allied offensive operation Mosh Tarak. The triggers on the IEDs have become so sensitive the terrorists are accidentally detonating them, yeah, as they hide them. Damn. Yeah, that's fucked up. Alright, y'all. Well, this is last but not least. Nutty fucking news of the day, man. Wrapping this song bitch on up. Where a man calls 911 and says he was kidnapped by cops. Yeah. I probably would have did that too, because you got so many crooked motherfuckers down here, bitch. You better be calling somebody else to get you some help. Shit. We over here in Bridgeton, though, where a city man reportedly called 911 from the back of a state police cruiser to say he had been kidnapped by the cops. The man was being given a ride by troopers from the Bridgeton barracks to a relative's house after police found him intoxicated while investigating a disorderly person's call. Hell no. And he going to jail either. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker you ain't been arrested. He done woke up and found out he in the back of a goddamn car. They done probably went in his pocket, got his ID out and shit. You know what I'm saying? And then volunteer, doing some good Samaritan shit and taking his ass home. Because around this motherfucker here, yeah, you do that shit in the Florida Tampa, oh, your ass going to jail for public intoxication. You a fresh 6 to 8 hours in motherfucking bucket until somebody come and get your punk ass.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah. That would do it, man, for your nutty news of the day.
Following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
You know what I'm saying? Like, thank everybody for tuning in to that shit, because, I know you was 2 minutes dumber from motherfucking hearing all that shit, but hey. That's what the news does for you. You know what I'm saying? That's what the news does for you. Let me get into a couple of tracks real quick, man. I got to upload this boy toy that my homeboy just sent me, Mr. Ashwood. And going to get into that real quick. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my nigga Deuce. Because I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Huh? They're real. Coming right back, Thoughts and Smell of Prize. Hey, this is a week of reflection, man. Before we blast off into season two, all week long, man, we're going to be going back, you know what I'm saying, reflected, man. That's real. Right here live, this boy Captain Smell so motherfucking good. Yeah.
One time for my dogs in the fucking pen. Two times for my cousin, they got life big. I bring it raw, nigga. This I represent. I do it for my dogs. This I represent. See, I'm an ex-con, dicky wearing drug dealer. No, I don't sell dope. But I will kill you. No, I won't kill you. But you gotta feel me. The way I bring it, these soft niggas be catching feelings. You fell off because your rhyme is made PG. You couldn't handle the line like in the street. You bought them holes so the bottom where you should be.
You just a rap nigga, the bottom where you should be.
I'ma make this little pussy nigga kill me. Y'all fuck with you, all rock with you. Get the picture, nigga, wouldn't even smoke a blunt with you. Fuck a punchline, I'd rather talk the block and grind. I'm from the city, nigga, I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, and I represent it. I'm finna get on, I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga, I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga, I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga, look how I represent it. I'm finna get on, I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga, I'm about to
get on.
This for them pill poppers, dubs, and weed smokers. Tell me why this college boy think this game a joke. Oh, you in love with Becky? Oh, you a trip for Becky? I said my homegirl let you make him get next. Oh, my mama, I hope you buck, nigga, I wanna west. And take that little cheese straight to the strip club. And for that cheap chain, I'll probably get my dicks up. And show them hoes how the real niggas show love. Where I'm from? Lame nigga from the damn street. Ain't got problems like the big homie Tom G. Ain't got a revolver, buddy, you pussy nigga, fuck with me. Yeah, I got a revolver, buddy, you pussy nigga, fuck with me. When I was locked up, see, this was all a damn dream. Doing shows, counting dope was all a damn dream. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PMC. I'ma go out like a soldier, nigga, PMC. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. See my homegirl Tasha, she just called a beat. Don't need to worry, I'm a lookout for them damn kids. I do it for my dogs, this I represent. See why y'all niggas out there doing all this juke rapping? I know hoes that'll clap, 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 clap. Put something hot through that sweaty ass skull cap. I know I talk shit, but I got love for y'all. Long as you keep it gangsta, Charlie, you my fucking dog. I give a fuck about the shaking ass in the club. See, I respect the hustle. A hustle is a hustle. So when you see me in the street, mommy, say what's up. I ain't like these lame niggas, they just wanna fuck. I know you doing what you do, shorter to make a buck. Rent dude, you gotta get it. I know you cost a lot of lame niggas out here slipping. Fuck with your boy, you know now, deuce with it. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. And I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. I'm from the city, nigga. Look how I represent it. I'm finna get on. I'm about to get on. I'm finna get on, nigga. I'm about to get on. Yeah. Dude.
Yeah, we live here on 34th, man. DJ Smell so good, you know what I'm talking about? We got that good old cannon for you. Sleeper jail on the world. I'm both fucked up now, but I don't mean shit. At the same time, though, I'm still gonna rock Trey 4 regardless. That's my life. Trey 4 for life.
Let me get some of that. SFA and Business in the building, too, goddammit. You know we always on 34. Y'all need to go ahead, come down here, check this out. We got everything that a nigga need in the hood right here. Oh, yeah. Even though I don't go to it. myspace.com/SFN Visuals. That's just real nigga shit. Y'all can hit me up. Trey Folk, Wrecking the Game Entertainment. Part of time, smell good. This nigga here.
Yeah,
Tampa,
bitch.
Oh, shout out my nigga Sleepy J. Coming right back out of one more song, man. This is Goofy Bone Bruce. New shit. You know, actually, my bad. This is just Goofy Bone, goddammit. I don't know why I got this bitch mislabeled. But this is Let Me Hear You Say.
Let's go get loud, everybody in the building.
Come on,
let me hear you say.
Yeah.
wanna do it. Ain't a damn thing changed now. It's straight low records, baby. And you know we coming hard, putting our bullshit aside, ready to ride. That purple be keeping us high. You know how we do. It's goofy bone and bruise, bruise. Getting so loose with attitudes like what it do. Homie, who is you? We stacking our paper, reaching for the top. Ain't nobody in this crew gon' stop. Homie, just wait till our CD drop. I guarantee that this shit won't flop. Yeah, and you know where I'm bound. Home of the shark tank, cruising on the east side. Smoke a blunt to the face, that's how I get high. Let me get a Caesar salad and a large fry. Cause I'm a big boy and big boys need big meals. Riding big wheels, keeping so trill. Yeah, homie, I'm for real. You say that you keeping it real. Homie, I think that you keeping it fake. Get your bitch ass up out of my face before I knock you back into your place. Records in the house, and I thought you knew. It's Goofy Bone and Bruce Bruce, the dynamic duo. Stepping on lanes, cause we straight out of San Ho. The east side is my side, you better watch the homicide. My Glocks are ready to do the crime, and if I fuck up, I'm doing time. But I never do, that's why I'm on the grind. Steady collecting my paper, trying to catch them falling dimes. As a hustler, shit, you need that paper. Money is the ruler, just like on Green Acres. Up in Northern California, we got that tree. Smoking every swisher that the liquor store could feed. And my life is full of greed, and I know that's a sin. But I'm repping unlimited, don't let me tell you again. To all the ladies riding my shit, to all the gangsters talking shit. Bruce, Bruce, tell them how we ride and rep.
Got a new cut right here. It's my nigga Ashwood, real quick. Bring him back in so we can figure out, you know what I'm saying, what the song is all the biz out, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we do right here, man. We break independent artist records, you know what I'm saying? Smash the bitches all the way across the board, man. That's what it's about. And that's what we gonna do. All right, homie. Tell me what's with this boy toy, man. Give me a little something behind it, you know what I'm saying? Tell me what it's working with, what it do, don't do.
Definitely, man. It's for all my bachelors out there, all the single guys and all the single females, you know what I'm saying? Something, you know, to have fun with. Just, I had a lot of fun making a song, man. Just the type of mood I was in. So I'm always in a fun mood. So I just had a lot of fun with this record, but I had to make something for the bachelors.
When did you go in and you know what I'm saying, do the whole, Put the Smackdown on?
Oh, I think I dropped this last week. I think it was last week. I was actually talking to one of my homegirls. I went to go cop some of that Economical. And me and her was just talking. And then she was just like, yeah, I'm getting ready to go see my boy Toy and all la la. She was like, yo, you need to make a song about that, yo. And I was like, yo, that's hot. I was like, I like that. She was like, I don't know how you're going to flip it. But she was like, you know what I'm saying, I'm his girl toy. So she said, you could flip, you know, switch it up for the boys. So I was like, all right. So, you know, just me, just, you know, my daily life, just bringing my ideas to life.
Yeah, because I'm trying to think what the hell is Boy Toy. I've heard Boy Toy. Is that some shorts or some shit?
No. Basically, it's if you're in a relationship and, you know what I'm saying, let's say two people in a relationship and basically a boy toy for the females, a boy toy is just a guy that he's not your man, he's not your husband. He's just the guy that, you know, you toy with. He's your toy, you know what I'm saying? So when you want to get your little skeet on and your man ain't doing it right, you go see your boy toy. And the girl toy is basically, you know, the guys, when they get tired of fucking a girl, they go fuck their girl toy. The girl is just, you know, they toy.
Fuck buddies, man. Fuck buddies. I'm the hell kind of goddamn old incognito shit y'all trying to pull around here. Talk fuck buddies, man. I don't know all they got there 2010 undercover shit.
Somebody
has
to make a song about it.
Yo, man, that's what we call it. You know, I'm going with my little fuck buddy. You know what I'm saying? Going with my fuck buddy. Let him go get some
but
cut
I, up. I had to make it clean, though, for the radio. You feel me? So we had to change it up.
Okay.
Or they wouldn't play the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I had to make it clean.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. Well, we finna, if I can find the motherfucking shit, goddamn. Uploaded it. Yeah, so if all y'all can, you know, that ain't reading in between the lines. I knew y'all like, boy, though, I don't want to hurry up from somewhere. Fuck buddy, man. Goddamn fuck buddy. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck buddy, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is.
Yeah,
you know, I break it down to the nigga more gritty. You know what I'm saying? But before I get into that, man, I got to get into this type of love because actually the other shit ain't showing up, so. Fuck it, I done goddamn sprayed you on the goddamn song. I got to play something. So we're going to play this Ashwood Type of Love. We're going to come right back, double it up. You know what I'm saying? If this shit ever load up, but I know it's loaded. So with that new boy toy, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
going down. So right here, this is Type of Love. Nigga Ashwood in the building, representing No Sleep Entertainment. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. And we're getting into it. New cut right here. It's called Type of Love, people. Something smooth, you know what I'm saying? Got 6 minutes, man. Y'all want to get in and say anything? Just shout out to your people. 347-237-5125, man. Rep your projects or whatever you got going down.
On my mind, this type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so damn fine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady. Sunshine, give you all my time like a roller. All my friends try to hate, but they all phony. Said I don't need you around, kissing all on me. Your girl will bail you out quicker than your own homie. I ain't worried about nothing, cause my boo know me. I'm the one come through when she feeling lonely. It's a different high when my other half home. Thinking you could love a better kid, that's baloney. Look, baby, you hungry? I know how to cook. I keep the house clean, girl. Stay in your book. I even pay the bills till you finish school. Mr. Independent, for me, that's cool. Try to holler at her, she don't play. Make every day feel like Valentine's Day. Yep. Wanna be with you till I'm old and gray. My medicine, cure me, take me away. You got the Libby on my mind. This type of love is hard to find. And baby, girl, you so damn fine. And I'm so happy that you're mine. Baby, you're my lady. You my oxygen, girl, can't breathe without you. Real talk, I don't know what I would be without you. I was immature young when I used to doubt you. Now I put you first, ma, cause it's all about you. Take my hand, let me show you why you still here. They only make women like you every 7 years. I could chill with her anytime, I swear. Few weeks go by, I'm like, who cares? She held me down when I was down and out. So when I get this money, boo, I'ma turn you out. I ain't meet her at the mall, meet her at the club. She came to me, coincidentally, still send an email. Even though we live together, I hope we have kids together. Never felt like this, I don't know how to tell her. In the worst storm, baby, I'm your umbrella. On my mind, this type of love is hard to find. And baby girl, you so damn fine. And I'm so happy that you're mine, baby. You're my lady.
Oh, okay. Shouts out to DJ Slow Motion, man. He was telling me Shawn Michaels back in the days used to be called Boy Toy. You know what I'm saying? Okay, okay. And one quick comment, man. You know what I'm saying? Tom G is set to have his fucking another goddamn album release party at motherfucking Club Nouveau this Friday night. But you know, I'm telling you, me personally, I'm not gonna be at that motherfucker because I'm sick of goddamn Tom G and the motherfucking single release party, goddamn EP release party, LP release party. Man, goddamn, dog, you got one motherfucking song on the radio that ain't even hot. Tom G Problems is not hot to where everybody ride around bumping that shit in the hood. Nobody's in the hood bumping that shit. Oh, man, I get so tired of that shit, man. Every time you turn around, bitch, talking about. I'm doing a release party. But you motherfuckers ain't got shit in the streets. You ain't got nothing in the streets circulating. You know what I'm saying? Nothing in the streets. You get one fucking song, that does not make you hot in the goddamn streets. I don't listen to no FM radio. And I only listen to AM because, bitch, my radio ain't got an FM. You know what
I'm saying? That's just keeping it real.
But I'm saying, though, man, it's just, bro, ever since, Tom G done had an album in stores since 2005. You feel me? I mean, I was back in City Boy with it and all that shit. Get Loose. He got his album was Mark Money. You feel me? So, I mean, damn, dog, why you trying to promote all this other new bullshit when you got all the other old fuck shit a bitch still ain't never heard? You would play City Boy right now and a bitch be like, damn, I like that song. What that is? Play Get Loose. Bitches ain't, you know what I'm saying? That shit was only hot down here in Juke City ass Tampa. I ain't even gonna say all over Florida. I'm gonna say right here in Tampa. That bitch didn't make it to Georgia. That shit didn't make it up to motherfucking Apopka, Fort Meade, and all these other places in the surrounding Florida areas. That shit wasn't bumping over there in Clearwater. St. Pete niggas wasn't even bumping this shit hard. That was strictly Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Hard body in Tampa.
Man. All right, this the outro song, y'all. We up out this motherfucker. Week of reflection. Don't forget, we're coming back tomorrow with, you know, Time to Learn Language Tuesday. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get right back into the week of reflection. You know what I'm saying? So it's going down, man. And don't forget, we are actually switching up languages. We're going to be going into Spanish, man. Yeah, we're going to go in and hit up Spanish. So that sparks off. It sparks off the new language. Tomorrow is the new, you know what I'm saying, new season. So we got to, you know, start it off with new languages and everything. So, of course, we're going with everybody knows, you know what I'm saying? Goddamn Espanol. So tune in tomorrow, man. This is going down. This is Boy Toy. It's my nigga Ashwood. We about you. Peace. Make sure y'all hit my boy Ashwood up, man. MySpace.com/ASHW00D. Don't put no O's in, goddammit. Zero.
I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband, I'm your boy toy. Flirting with the mailman, girl, he not delivering. I put the ice in my mouth and have your kitty shivering. Pleasing you in every way, whatever you considering. As far as a man, he don't like to hold hands. I hold the both of them while we working on our tan. Carry you on my back while we walking through the sand. She said he never listened. I let her talk for hours. Now I got a fix making love in the shower. First I'm on top, then we switching up the angle. I hit it from the back while I'm gripping on your ankles. Her man see the hate low, she far from my angel. This is her favorite song, can't wait for the jingle. I get the sex for free, I don't have to break bread. I made a few feet, now it's running down her leg. Every time the song play, her boyfriend get uncomfortable. Don't worry, when I'm done, she gon' come home to you. Cause I'm your boy toy, I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy.
your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'll never meet ya. Since you found that you can keep her, she still won't sneak to see me cause I go peep her. Don't get upset cause she living with you. She just come through when she wants something new. She blow me up a lot cause you be messing up a lot. You cooked the other day but didn't put away the pot. Then shorty got hot and came straight to my spot. If you only knew, I stay right around the block. She hold me real tight, putting scratches on my back. Cause ever since I hit her boot, he got a little fat. Keep pushing, my flow is like I'm in the limelight. Ashwood and HD, boy, get your mind right. She got me locked in, name say Karen. Go through a phone, you won't pay attention to Karen. Give you a little game, now tighten up. You think she don't smoke, we bout to go chill. She lighten up, cause I'm her
boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. How many ladies in the spot got a boy toy? I'm your boy toy. I'm your boy toy. I'm not your man or husband. I'm your boy toy.